This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Jennifer Brown, sponsor for the Impacted Driving Team. And welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hello.
We are going to have you explain to us what Impacted Driving Team is and what's coming up there in Gillespie concerning a special safe driving event that will be held on February 17th.
Absolutely. Impacted stands for Minors Preparing and Caring for Teen Driving. We're sponsored by Illinois Department of Transportation, Allstate, and Ford Driving Skills for Life. We're working on a grant that the IDOT has commissioned through the Operations Teen Safe Driving. This is our culminating event for this year's grant season. We are going to put on an event called Road to Reality. We have done this with Blackburn College and University of Illinois Springfield. The students play different roles in a interactive walkthrough of what it would look like during a time of having from the party all the way through the funeral scene to having a guest speaker talk about the choices we make when we drive. The first scene that individuals would come through would be like a party scene, and then we have a regret room, then the actual live action of a crash reconstruction and happening, the police officers, emergency crews, fire departments come to the scene. Then the individual will go through an ER emergency room scene. Then they go to an actual funeral replication, then to a courtroom to have where the proceedings would be going on, and then to a guest speaker that is a paraplegic that is coming to us from the SIU School of Medicine. This interactive process is to teach not only teens and preteens and adults alike the things that can happen if we have a crash and safety awareness, but we're also having a safety fair with it. Everyone receives items when they go through the interactive process and then travel through our safety fair, and there's lots of information and things to be had.
In other words, this is an event for the public as well as students?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are opening up to anyone who would like to come. The event is next Friday, February 17th. It is from 11 to 2 at Gillespie High School. We will we have a parent-teacher conference day that day, so we encourage all the community unit school district students to come out and participate. We also invite any members of the public that would like to come out and go through the interactive event, as well as to support the kids and all of their efforts that they have done.
With this event, I believe obviously you've participated, Gillespie High School's participated in this before?
Yes. We have participated for the last 5 years in Operation Teen Safe Driving. We have also participated in many other events and grant programs with Safe Driving. We've put on several different community events and things here in Gillespie, and then in, like I said, on the other college campuses. We've also participated in other events around the St. Louis area for safe driving.
Obviously, this is an event that is geared towards, I guess we would say, not only a crash, but impaired driving.
Absolutely. Impaired driving, and especially the focus today is on distractions. And distractions come in many different forms, everything from impaired driving to having the dog in the car, putting a CD, eating or drinking, or any of those actions, or even having other people in the car. We actually have one of our members is going to be a fortune teller, and we have a wheel of that kind of shows what can happen. You know, every time you add in one more distraction, your likelihood of being in a crash increases by a percentage, and she's going to actually talk to people about how that can happen.
With sponsors like Ford and insurance companies and stuff, is this, you do it, the event at the Gillespie High School, and as you said, you've done it other places. Is there like a competition, or is this just all across maybe the state for just as a show purpose?
Yes, we are competing with 105 other, around 100 other schools. And what we are doing is we are in competition in our region against 22 other schools. And what we are doing is we are competing for further grant money. And what the students have done is throughout the last 3 months, they have had many different activities and things planned with the youth of our district, and then we have to do a big community event as we have planned here for the next Friday. Then the students have to create a presentation to present to the Illinois Department of Transportation and others from Allstate and Ford, and then those individuals will vote and get. Then where we place then depends on whether we receive further money to support our cause, or and also the students, if they place in the top five of their region, we get to go to a driving skill school where they bring in professional drivers and teach about the kids how to handle emergency situations.
You said this has been going on for 3 months or so. Have you had a lot of activities that went on in the Gillespie area?
We've had several activities here in the school. We have safe driving buddies that the students get a buddy, and then they take a quiz, and they take a, do a computer program about safe driving, and then they pledge to make sure that their buddy is going to drive safe. Then we've handed out safe driving messages at Christmas time when the kids did bell ringing on the with Salvation Army. We've also had other events that we've went talked to the younger students about riding your bike and wearing your seatbelt and those kinds of things. Then there, and we've had many other little activities that we have done within the school.
And finally, a question I guess I have is, if you get further grant money, when does this actually culminate this year, when you know how actually you did throughout the whole process?
March 9th is our deadline to turn in our projects, and then we know by the 1st of April where we placed. Then that's when we would receive culmination money to put on generally a program to kick off summer. That is actually the highest rate of having teen crashes is in the summer, obviously, because they're not in school and they're out, and the weather's nice and everybody's out and about and doing other things. And then we always set our sights for the next year, planning things. We usually try to do an event with a college or another group to kind of get the message out to, keep the message going with the next set of age group. And then we always, we usually set our sights to write another grant for the next year.
Jennifer, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.